from St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. Illinois Democrats picked Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton as their nominee to succeed retiring U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. Stratton defeated two sitting Democratic members of Congress. And during her victory speech, Stratton stressed that she would bring the fight to President Donald Trump.
Tomorrow, as we turn to face a Republican opponent in the general election, we will confront new challenges and new attacks from a candidate unfit to stand up to Donald Trump, uninterested in fighting for your needs, and unwilling to challenge the status quo that has failed our families.
Stratton's win topped an eventful Tuesday, which featured huge Democratic turnout. That signals the challenge Republicans have to claw their way back into power when Illinois is drifting more and more toward the Democratic Party. Joining us to break down Tuesday's results is Will Bauer, who covers all things Metro East for St. Louis Public Radio. Will, welcome back to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me.
What do you think Stratton's win means for Illinois politics?
Yeah, well, in a pretty blue liberal state, a plurality of the Democratic base picked the fighter, as she would say, in the race, right? She's not backing Chuck Schumer as the leader of Senate Democrats. She's asking for the minimum wage to be raised to $25 per hour, and she wants to completely get rid of ICE. So, right, she has always kind of labeled herself as the candidate who's going to most aggressively push back against the Trump administration. And then maybe two, I think Pritzker, and you can make the argument, maybe even Tammy Duckworth, have pretty powerful endorsements.
Well, let's actually hear from Stratton during her appearance on Politically Speaking, explaining why she will not back Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to be the Democratic leader.
This is a time that we need, as I've said before, real leadership, courageous leadership. And we're not seeing that energy met, to me, in leadership in the Senate. I should also note that I'm the only candidate, leading candidate in this race that has made that commitment. My opponents have not done so. And I don't think that that's what Illinois voters are looking for people to, again, just keep the status quo going. I don't know who might throw their hat in the ring. I will listen to all of them, but I can absolutely tell you that I don't, it should not be Chuck Schumer.
That was Democratic U.S. Senate nominee Juliana Stratton on St. Louis Public Radio's Politically Speaking earlier this year. Will, what do you make of the fact that the winner of this primary is railing against Democratic leadership that's trying to take over the Senate?
Right. It's no surprise, right, that, and she kind of said it there, that the progressive base of the Democratic Party has been pretty unhappy with the leadership in Congress of their party. It was Dick Durbin, actually, who she's more than likely than not going to succeed, that had voted with Republicans in the shutdown last fall. It was actually earlier in 2025 to prevent a shutdown, Chuck Schumer voting with Republicans. And I think national politicos had definitely been watching this race like they were maybe watching the Democratic primary and the Senate race in Texas to kind of see what the vibe of the Democratic base was feeling going into the midterms in terms of how, you know, what kind of stylistically they would pick for their representatives. And I'd be cautious to say that this race maybe can be extrapolated out to the National Democratic Party, given that Illinois is such a blue state. But at least in Illinois, 40% of the Democratic base said they preferred that message and they would like their Democratic Party to fight more aggressively.
When I was looking at the map, it was fascinating to see how it turned out, because Stratton won this race because she won Cook County, which makes up most of the state's not most of the state's population, but a large part of the
state. And
states.
Most of the Democratic base, for sure.
Right. But she also won the Metro East, mm-hmm. which I think was surprising because Raja Krishnamoorthy really tried to get those counties on his side. What do you think happened?
Yeah, no, I think, and I was just to maybe give some numbers, they weren't close either. In St. Clair County, it was 54-25%, and in Madison County, it was 47-32%. And maybe what part of this factor is that she did have the support of all the local state lawmakers who are Democrats. They're pretty loyal to Pritzker. But Krishnamoorthy even had the Madison County Democratic Party's endorsement, and that party's maybe a little whiter and a little bit more working class than St. Clair County. So to me, that result that Madison County wasn't even close was a little surprising. But she won all the downstate population centers. And I wonder if her having been able to go around the state with J.B. Pritzker these last 8 years, and he's been pretty intentional about getting to every corner of the state, had just really built her name ID kind of slowly over those 8 years. And Raja only had a couple of months, maybe a year to do it.
We can't talk about Stratton's win without also talking about the aforementioned Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, who spent millions of dollars to help his lieutenant governor prevail. He alluded to that detail during a speech introducing Stratton on Tuesday.
A lot of people have suggested that this was personal to me. They were right. It was. Because I wanted to be there for Juliana in all the ways that she was there for me.
That was Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker making remarks after his Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton won the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate. What do you think this win means for Pritzker?
He may not be quite the kingmaker in Illinois politics, but his endorsement is definitely really, really powerful. And if it were the ads that they kind of would have, or the ads for Stratton that would have dominated the airwaves in the last couple weeks right before the primary, it was J.B. Pritzker supporting the super PAC that was helping her, that funded all of them. So, his candidate also won recently announced in the comptroller's race. So he definitely seems like he's the guy that if you want to win a statewide race in Illinois, you should think about getting his backing.
I read a Politico article about how the Congressional Black Caucus is angry at Pritzker because they were backing Robin Kelly and he was backing his lieutenant governor. And with all due respect to the people upset with Pritzker, it just strikes me as bizarre that he wouldn't get involved in a race where it involves one candidate, Robin Kelly, who he doesn't really like very much, mm-hmm. and Raja Krishnamoorthy, who is kind of his own person. And also, Tammy Duckworth doesn't really like him because they ran in a primary against each other. So I find it just hard to believe that Pritzker would have just been neutral in this race.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what the Congressional Black Caucus would have expected him not to use his wealth. I don't know, but we'll see how much, if he does indeed run for president in a couple of years from now, how much backlash he faces from the Congressional Black Caucus for opposing them in this primary.
Let's talk about the turnout. More than 1.1 million Democrats came out to vote in the primaries compared to 530,000 Republicans. With context, it's not surprising the GOP primary that Don Tracy won wasn't terribly competitive. But a lot of people are taking notice of this as an example of Democratic enthusiasm. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this definitely shows how big of a hill Illinois Republicans will have to climb in November. Obviously, the Democratic base pretty motivated in the midterms to get out and vote, given that Republicans control both chambers of Congress and also the White House. And those numbers obviously may not take into consideration swing voters, lower propensity voters who are not going to vote in a primary but may come out in a general. However, how in the world, if you're a Illinois Republican, do you overcome a 2-to-1 advantage in November?
Stratton is the heavy favorite to win in November, and Pritzker is also considered the favorite in his rematch against Republican Darren Bailey, who beat a slew of other GOP gubernatorial hopefuls. Given that Pritzker just annihilated Bailey in 2022, which was not a good year for Democrats, why would we expect a different result in a year where it could be, at best, like a good Democratic night, and at better than best, a Democratic blue wave?
Yeah, I think you're going to need to see something go terribly for Democrats in the Illinois legislative session or a scandal to break out, just given that, yeah, it's going to be, in theory, going to be a quite a bit better year for Democrats than 2022 was. And it was only 12 points last time. But if Darren Bailey can get within 12 points this time, I think that's a win for him.
Closer to home, Nikki Budzinski ended up winning handily over an opponent who was critical of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. APAC had something of a mixed evening overall. Their chosen candidate won in Illinois' 2nd and 8th districts. They did not prevail in the 7th or 9th districts. What should we glean from that?
It's a really good question, and I don't know if there's a definitive answer given that the outcome was split 2-2, right? If it had gone 3-1 way in the Chicagoland area or 3-1 the other way, we maybe would have a more definitive answer. But I think just observationally, in the districts where the AIPAC candidate won, they are a little bit more moderate. And in the two districts where the AIPAC candidate lost, they are a little bit more liberal. And Shane Goldmacher, a reporter from the New York Times, had actually pointed out that in those districts where the AIPAC candidates lost, there are actually a majority of adults that have a college degree. So that may not be perfect because obviously the district from where we are talking, Missouri's first congressional district 2 years ago, would have elected an AIPAC-backed candidate, and they're a pretty liberal district too. So it's maybe hard exactly what to make of that.
Final question. Is there any correlation between the fact that Juliana Stratton was the only person to come in person to do politically speaking and as a Chicago White Sox fan and the fact that she won?
As a Minnesota Twins fan, absolutely not. Sorry. I don't know if you knew that I was a Twins fan. You probably did.
Aunt who lives in Minnesota. I don't dislike them. And by the way, I'm being a little facetious. That is definitely the reason that she won. Anyways,
absolutely.
Will Bauer covers the Metro East for St. Louis Public Radio. Will, thank you once again for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks, Jason.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.